Children's Board is an independent taxing authority that collects ad valorem property tax, about 50 cents for every $1,000 collected. And we put it back out in the community really to promote health and wellness, promoting healthy births, school readiness, and early school success.
Was this the first time that you've been a part of the mental health conference?
No. I was at USF, Florida Mental Health Institute, in the Department of Child and Family Studies for 17 years. So I've been to every conference that they've had for 25 years. It's really one of the preeminent research conferences around children's mental health in the world.
Can you touch on why the research, specifically mental health research, is so important in terms of educating children?
As a field, children's mental health is relatively new. In the 70s, when I first started in the field, it would be unheard of to talk about childhood depression. Today, we are so much more sophisticated about these things, and so much of the field is focused on prevention and early intervention. And so there's a lot of approaches that have been showcased over the course of 25 years at the research conference that really talk about research-based practices and things that really work with kids. First and foremost, the early identification and intervention is just essential. And I think in the last 15 years, we've got better and better at looking at mental health issues and recognizing that the mental health of parents often influences the mental health of kids.
Is your background in education?
I have an undergraduate degree in criminology. I was going to be a lawyer. And then I got a master's in counseling because I was already working with kids and mental health. And then got a doctorate in special education and a minor in public health, community, and family health.
So you're on the side of preventative instead of the legal side.
I'm absolutely on the side of preventative. And if you were at the conference, you heard Jeff Canada talk about costs and from a policy perspective, how idiotic it is to use the argument that things like quality pre-K is too expensive when you look at what the costs of incarceration are, what the costs of foster care for a year are, what the cost for a kid being in a juvenile delinquency program. I mean, it's ridiculous to even talk about the cost being cost prohibitive. It's just a mindset it has slowly shifted, I have to say. And I'm afraid that we're in an environment right now where the progress that's been made is taking several steps back. But most people, most citizens, actually, we've canvassed Hillsborough County before, and I was pleasantly surprised that the average citizen knows the importance of quality early childhood education, and they had it as one of their top priorities. And while Florida has VPK, voluntary pre-kindergarten, we've never funded it to the level that you can get good quality. It always has to be subsidized by something else. And right now the governor is suggesting that VPK might not be necessary, and it shouldn't be an entitlement. That would be very unfortunate. Every minute you're really not focused on the child and focused on results and whether something's truly making a difference, you are losing the opportunity with that child, and we don't have time to spare, and we are going to have a deficit, a gap here that's substantial, pulling up the ranks, not just in numbers, but also in ability to lead, ability to fill important jobs.